No Grover Robinson has lived past the age of 66, and that's 15 years. It kind of puts you in perspective of where things are. If I'm going to do things, I want to do things that I enjoy and I'm having a good time.
You know, I think I really understand that sentiment when I heard Mayor Robinson say that on Monday. I think that's a pretty sobering thing to think about your life and to look and say, well, you know, gosh, if I only had 15 years left, what would I do? And if you look at what you're doing, you're like, not this. You know, I understand that frustration. Of course, the big news was that he announced he would not be running for re-election. Mayor Robinson always joins us on a Wednesday, and he's on the phone right now. Grover, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. Glad to be on. I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. We have a couple of other things that we'll get to, of course, but I wanted to start with this just because this was the big announcement this week. You and I talked about this on Monday, and you and I have talked many times, of course, over the years about a variety of things. It seemed to me like you went on vacation, you were sort of relieved of the burdens, and plus the last year, we all understand that. You came back to a really unpleasant city council meeting that just was kind of mind-boggling, and you looked at everything and thought, you know, this just isn't fun anymore, and I thought this was going to be a little bit more productive, and that's why you made the decision to leave. Is that basically it?
Yeah, some of those things were certainly there, but I think, I've explained to you, we've talked about this before, you asked about it, and I've said, listen, it feels like the COVID has made this last year like 8 years into one. COVID, the Hurricane Sally, that's what gets lost in this. There's so much other stuff going on. People forget we had like a pretty big significant hurricane, and that's how much other junk was going on that it made it seem like the hurricane was nothing. So it just, a lot of those things, just kind of looked at it. I looked at it with my family before and discussed, some of what was going on and just the desire to do some other things. And there are a lot of other things I'd like to do. And at that point, it sort of is, as they say, you've recently come to that 50 standpoint, and when you get there, you sort of realize you're on the backside. What is it you want to do, and what are the things that you want to do that you haven't had a chance to do? And so, looking at a lot of those different things, and again, I think part of it was, having that chance to get away, go do some things and I think it was just sort of the overall relief from COVID, just first time really to get out of town and be able to have some time and reflect and do some other stuff really kind of sort of made that go forward. But there were things already before that, I just was like, man, this has been a challenging year and challenging stuff to go through.
I'm going to ask you the uncharitable version of this question, because I think it's what some people might be thinking. It's something that I've heard expressed and even kind of expressed myself. And so I just wanted to hear what you react to it. It sounds like you had this idea about being mayor that there was some golden age in the past when things really worked well, or that things could really function efficiently in city government. And I think a lot of us who have been here for a little while look at it and say, it's never been that way. It's never been easy. It's always been rough going at its best. And you seem to be discovering that.
I spent 12 years at the county. So, listen, I know challenges. I've done challenges. I think it's just, I don't know of another time that's quite been what we've seen in the past year. Like I said before, 2019, we had challenges. We still dealt with them. We worked through. When you have a year, you have a hurricane, and you don't really talk about the hurricane because it was such a minor part of what overall happened. I think you have to look at 2020 that was not normal.
Well, clearly that's the case, right? And by the way, let me just say this. I thought you've actually done a pretty good job. I know a lot of people are very critical, and I have been as well, of some of your decisions. But in terms of managing the challenges, I actually think you've done a very good job. That's why this surprised me so much.
I feel incredibly good about what we've been able to achieve and where we've positioned, and we've talked about that. But it doesn't mean that you get to the point and you go, man, I don't know that this is what I continue to want to do. No matter how good a job I've done or whatever else, we have it all the time. People come and they retire at the city, Dan Flynn, and I'd say, hey, I miss you. You've been awesome. It's going to be a loss for the city. But I get while you have personal reasons why you no longer want to do this job. That's the more in case of the of where I see it. I mean, people come to me all the time. They say, "Hey, I'm going to retire," and you're like, "I get it." I mean, Tommy Leiter, I mean, made decisions he made. I'm like, I get it.
Well, okay, but so I mean, Tommy didn't retire; he just changed agencies. But for you, though, the one question I did want to ask you, and this didn't come up on Monday, but I wanted to make sure and ask you, kind of carrying out the concepts you were expressing to their more natural extent. You've got a year and a half left in office. Is it your full intent to still stay mayor, or do you think you're going to leave office before your term is up?
No. Very clear. I'm still staying mayor, but I think it will. You know, there are plenty of things where, if I feel like there are the council or somebody else is not acting in the best interest of the city, and they're acting in the sense of politics, and it gives me a chance very much more to be able to position that and call that out and work with that, and I don't have to worry about anything else. I'll be happy to do those kind of things. So. You know, I mean, those are things that I'm going to see about what I want, because obviously the only reason I'm here is because I want to see better city of Pensacola. And I mean, some of the decisions that get made, I think when people started out on the veterans thing, it was a petty political decision, and they sort of caught themselves and they said, "Man, I can't believe we're really going to make this decision," and they stopped themselves from jumping in that decision. They reversed course, and we got it done. We got a lot of those things happening, and I think that's what, everybody seems to think that there's political pressure and that's what we'll use to get what we want, and it's like, hey, I mean, that's fine. We can, we're going to do what's right with Pensacola. I don't care about the political side of it, and I think that's important in the process. I mean, case in point, I had a union negotiation, and people came in the first meeting and said, "Hey, we're going to vote no confidence in the mayor if you don't give us what we want." And I said, "That's old Keith. I said, tell them to go do that. Make themselves feel better, and then we'll do it. They're not going to get any better deal or any worse deal. Our goal is to negotiate fairly with them what we can do and get something done." So, it's just a lot of this strange thinking that because of politics, people decide they want to just quit doing what's normally right. So,
hey, Mr. Mayor, hang on for just a second.
Do what you need to.
Mr. Mayor, I know last night you weren't feeling well because of your second shot of COVID vaccine that you got on Monday, and you weren't able to be at the Citizens Police Advisory Committee, which you would have definitely wanted to be at the last meeting for them because you've been to the other ones. But when I look at their work product and when I look at some of the comments made and kind of your and I conversations over the year, are you disappointed that they weren't able to be more productive?
Well, I mean, yes, in some ways, there are other things I would have liked them to address and seen. I saw it, but that's always the problem with any committee or any potential thing. You always see it from what you thought. I thought they could have focused much more on how do we build a better working relationship. They seem to want to be very focused on punitive measures in dealing with stuff that had happened in the past, not really focusing as much as where we go in the future and how we create a better relationship. I mean, I'm not saying that on a total point, because there were some very good things that were in there that are looking to build good relationships. But I'm saying, there was a lot of things in there that I thought they could have been more focused on the proactive part. But again, that's always the challenge when you deal with human beings. Nobody's going to do it exactly the way you do. We do a committee because it tries to represent the whole city. I realize, the way I feel is not representative of the whole city. I try to focus on that, but
sure,
it's not there. I thought there were certain parts that I wish they'd been focused a little bit more on. But overall, I get it. I still, at the end of the day, as much as I said in my comments to them, is I am proud that the city of Pensacola took on this. This is not something a lot of places, Andrew, would have taken on this topic. And there was a chance, and you probably watched. I mean, there were some meetings that didn't get productive at all as far as what the task was.
Right.
But they were productive in having a conversation about things that had happened in the community. And I thought from that standpoint, it did sort of give us the opportunity to at least have a conversation that I don't think a lot of communities were brave enough to take on.
Yeah, sometimes just having the conversation is valuable in and of itself. I fully agree with that. Well, Mr. Mayor, we're completely out of time, and I'll say what I said earlier in the conversation is I was surprised you made the announcement because, in general, I think you have done a good job. I know it would have been a difficult re-election. I know it's unpleasant in ways, but I just want to say I do appreciate the work that you've done so far, and I look forward to the remaining 18 months or so. Mayor Robinson, we'll look forward to talking to you next week. Thanks for the time.
Thank you. You didn't get a chance to ask me if I was running for Matt Gaetz's seat.
Well, we may have that conversation next week. How about that?